Hello, is Mary Thurman there?
You have the wrong number.
Well, maybe you can help me. Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Actually, I am.
Okay, thank you very much. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed, including black or African-American, or mixed race?
I'm African-American.
Thank you very much. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
Excuse me?
What is your age?
58.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Is it the Biden administration and their policies, big business, and corporate price gouging and greed, Republicans in Congress, the COVID pandemic, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates?
How about all of the above?
We need to know what do you blame the most? What would be the first one that comes to your head?
Greed.
Big businesses and corporate price, is it gauging or gouging?
Yes.
Gauging and greed.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 of how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
Yeah.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
5.
Ensuring our borders are secure.
5.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Reducing crime.
10.
Making housing more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears a bit here. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Well, I mean, your question answering is kind of broad. So there's a big gap between somewhat approve and approve. I mean, there's space in between there for the discussion.
Yes, I understand. But right now, these are the options that we have. Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Donald Trump.
Now, what did you say was from 0 to 100?
And 0 to 100, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
I'm just going to say 0.
Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know them.
Okay, that's fine. You don't know or have never heard of him?
I've never heard of him.
Okay.
You said Hakeem?
Hakeem Jeffries.
No, never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Barack Obama.
I'm going to say 90.
Thank you. The next one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
80.
Joe Biden.
80.
The NAACP.
70.
Planned Parenthood.
90.
The Republican Party.
40.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden? If undecided, please just let me know.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think it's the same. I think it's more, I guess you could say, I think it's been exposed more now, but I don't think it's any different than it always has been.
Thank you for your opinion. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said that believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? Is it the lack of quality of education opportunities? Donald Trump getting elected president again? Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security? The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages and rising costs, rising crime and violence, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, book bans that threaten to erase history, or the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms? You can choose up to two.
I would think it would first would be the Supreme Court. What did you say? The Supreme Court rolling back what?
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Yes.
And the other one?
I would say that you did mention something about white supremacy.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
As it relates to the
up and coming election year? Or as it relates to his term in office right now?
As of right now. Yes.
Yes.
And is that yes a lot, yes some, or only a little?
Some. Yes, some.
Okay. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
I'm still pretty neutral with that situation. I don't think it's more or less. I don't know if neutral is an answer.
We have a somewhat more favorable or somewhat more unfavorable?
Well, I would just say more favorable.
Thank you. Now I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. The first one is created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white, and nearly 60% are women, the most ever. How important an accomplishment is that to you?
I think it's a very big, very important accomplishment.
Thank you. Made unemployment benefit tax-free during COVID.
Say that again.
Made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID.
I think that was a good thing.
And how important an accomplishment is that to you? Is it very important, somewhat important?
I think it's very important.
Thank you. The next one is cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months.
It's very important.
Expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse.
I think that was very important.
Thank you very much. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. And now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments in the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And once again, is that a somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you some of the reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that it is somewhat convincing reason to vote, and a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate telling of the history of slavery and racism in this country. They are trying to erase our story from American history. If they erase our history, we learn nothing from the horrors and mistakes of American history and are at risk of repeating it. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future in order to emphasize the contributions and importance of all of us. Regardless of race, we must vote for it.
Yeah.
The next one is extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, limited the rights of same-sex couples, and rejected student loan forgiveness. The Supreme Court has a real impact on our lives. And these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you once again to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. How would you rate it?
Hello?
Hello, yes?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I think it caught off. Let me read it again. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Did you hear me?
I did.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
10.
10. Thank you very much. And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard?
Probably the Supreme Court.
What about the Supreme Court?
You were saying that how they were pretty much conservative and how they're... Now, is that what we're talking about?
Yes, we just want to know what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard.
Well, just pretty much as far as their... trying to, what is it that you said? Because you said a lot.
Yes, I understand.
I can't remember it all, but I mean, pretty much everything that you were saying was the reason to be motivated to vote, especially as far as what the Supreme Court was trying to accomplish.
Let me type your answer. Let's see if I got it correctly. Okay, what I got was pretty much everything and how the Supreme Court, how should I follow it up?
I think you were saying about you were saying several things about, are we asking the same question that you were talking about, the history being erased and same-sex marriages, Roe versus Wade, the rollback of that. Were you talking about those things? Is this related to that question?
Yes, or anything that has stood out for you.
Well, definitely the rolling back of the Roe versus Wade. That definitely stood out.
So... that would be the Supreme Court rolling back the Roe versus Wade.
Yes.
Just a moment.
And also the fact that you were saying that they was trying to take the history out of the schools, which is something very important that our kids need to know, their history. And really in order to create a more perfect union.
Thank you very much. So now we got the Supreme Court rolling back the Roe versus Wade and that they were trying to take the history out of the schools. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. The first one is door knocks. Yes or no?
No.
Radio app?
No.
Phone call?
Yes.
Someone canvassing neighborhood?
No.
Social media or internet apps?
Yes.
Mailers?
Yes.
Text messages?
Yes.
TV ads?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade. You mean just high school?
Was it just high school?
Including college?
It is the last year of schooling that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have obtained.
Undergraduate.
Okay, thank you. And that would be... I'm so sorry, I'm so bad at those.
You said that would be 4 years of college.
Oh, okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
I would say more than half.
More than half, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Were you one or more of your grandparents born outside the U.S., the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay, and that was the last question. Thank you very much for your patience and your participation. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yes. Go ahead.
What's your nationality?
We're an independent research company located in Miami.
Okay, so what is your nationality?
I don't think I'm allowed to say.
You sound Asian. Are you Asian American?
No, I'm not.
Are you Latino?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.